Right now, though, it's time to yank that e-brake.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Now you got right. George and Craig here.
I'm sorry.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Because both teams were west of the Mason-Dixon.
By a wheels-off comment.
The Mason-Dixon runs east and west.
Oh.
Or technical meltdown.
I'm sorry?
What?
What'd you say, sir?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
All right, we'll give you three candidates, and you, the P1, at least for now, get the vote on them. 214-787-1310. We will start off with that show known as The Hard Line that happens from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday here on The Ticket.
Yeah!
And Corby and Mike were talking about one of their favorite places, Texas Landing Cattle. Corby's a big fan of the artichoke dip. The problem is, when he said artichoke dip, he said a word that rhymes with stick instead of dip.
That's always a rough one.
And it stopped down everything.
Mm.
Because the real deal is back in action at Texas Landing Cattle. And for said $25, you and I can go there. We can get a wonderful appetizer. There's so many to choose from. Spinach artichoke dip.
Oh. Take two in 3, 2, 1. Texas Land and Cattle.
You go ahead. I think I've done my fair share.
Yeah, I think you have.
It's always great to have a restart in a live spot, and I guess it was artichoke blank dip. So he didn't really substitute the words that rhymes with stick for dip. He made it an artichoke word that rhymes with stick.
Well, he tried to correct dip. The
right.
Stick rhyme with the proper word, which is dip. Well, that's weird to do an artichoke Richard dip. I don't want to see that prepared table side.
No. All right, so there's Corby up for an emergency break of the week.
I have a question.
Hmm.
Did that have to be beeped?
I don't. No, not necessarily.
Since he was just not referring to a male body part.
No.
It was a man's name.
Yes.
Better safe than sorry.
We're erring on the side of caution here. Because
we don't do that very often, but we thought.
Technically, you can say that. You can even call someone that because you're not referring to
right.
a body part.
Right.
Yeah. And that's not the only thing that has to get beeped this morning, as we'll hear in just a moment. But that takes us to Fox 4. Now, Gordon always says Fox 4, they're an e-brake machine over there.
This is you, and you've clearly gone on rants against Fox 4 this week, including Steve Eager, nice guy, big P1. And you claim that he's just not good at his job, or what?
No, I've never claimed that. I just said he's an e-brake machine.
Gosh.
And I'm surprised he's never won before, because I've seen a number of e-brake candidates from him over the years. And here's one. Now, this may not be all his fault. Sounds like things went terribly wrong in the control room for him.
Mm-hmm.
But you be the judge if he handled it well on Fox 4.
She suffered burns on 70% of her body.
I'm on camera, but I'm not sure what you want me to talk about. Okay, 134. Thank you for the coaching there. I appreciate it. Parents from Ennis.
That's pretty amazing hang time. That's 21 seconds of dead air on Fox 4.
Yeah, but they were supposed to be going to a video clip, and they didn't. They were still playing the old video clip, which had no real sound bites on it, so I don't know if that was on Steve Eager.
I heard what he was supposed to read, and he just didn't do it. He froze on camera.
What are you doing?
I actually think he handled that really, really well.
But he shouldn't have been the smart ass. See, I think that's
I disagree. I think, and we've seen Dale do this a few times, I think that's the best way to handle it. Instead of trying to pretend that nothing went wrong, I think you just say, okay, I'm hanging out to dry. Where do you want me to go?
That, to me, is a lot more acceptable than, thanks for the coaching there, Dillweed.
I don't think he said that.
No, I'm going to defend him here because I hear him say that all the time. I'm on camera and I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do.
He's never said that before.
It's really not that
You're
big a deal.
You're on, man. Lay off the guy.
I don't know why you've got such a nice guy in your crosshairs.
I don't. I'm just joking. Stevie,
he's an
a
anchor,
very nice...
too, by the way.
Yes, he's a very nice guy.
George Roller's on. He is very good.
All right, so Steve Eager is up for number
what
two.
What do you
think? The strangest.
I know it. You can't let it go.
Let what go?
The fact that Steve Eager's decent. He's a good anchor.
Yes, I agree with you.
No, you think that he's bad. And
I don't think he's
go
bad.
Go ahead, share your opinion. It's your opinion. Why not share it?
I don't think he's bad. I just think he's
not
he's
good.
A lot like me. He's an e-break waiting to happen a lot of times. And maybe I'm scarred by their live coverage outside a World Series game with he and Heather Hayes.
What was wrong with that?
It was a knee break fest, is what it was. We played it last October and November. We can revisit
so
that.
So they had
if you
some
want.
Technical difficulties. That's going to happen.
It usually wasn't technical difficulties.
Well, what
as much
was
as,
it?
Talking. Anyway, if y'all want to protect Steve Eager, that's fine. We'll just put it on Fox 4 for
no,
the
no,
21
I want
seconds
you to
of
rank,
dead air.
I want you to tell me 1 to 10. How good an anchor is Steve Eager?
1 to 10.
Yeah.
10 being the best.
Yes.
1 being the worst.
You know what 1 to 10 scale is? Yes.
Well, I don't know. Some scales may have it. 1's the best.
Shut up and answer the question.
Let's say 10. 10 is Peter Jennings. 1 is Brian from Ball State.
I'd say Steve Eager's a 6. That's pretty good, isn't it? Maybe 7.
All right. Who's the highest in this market?
The best anchor. I don't know. We don't have time to answer that right now. That's a good one, though.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Brian from Ball State.
Mm-hmm.
All right, candidate number 3. We're going to give this to Grooves. He and Danny got into an exchange on the air, and Grooves had to dump himself. So, yes, we did have to beep this.
Amy Schumer, I think they teased her as the 4th place runner-up on the 5th season of Last Comic Standing. So she's pretty spare.
So
but
she's in 20th place?
Yeah. So she might have gotten in because of Jeselnik.
Wow.
She's pretty funny.
Is she hot?
No.
Yeah, I would.
Well, come on, Groobs. You'd have sex with a fence.
As long as it's got hole in it.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't expect you to sit on top of it.
He just dumped himself. He just dumped himself.
Sorry.
That's a first.
Has that ever happened before?
No, won't happen again.
Oh, have we ever had the guy at the helm at the ticket dump himself?
Yeah, Expo's done
Expo
it
Shirley.
Several times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he cussed at me a couple times.
Yeah, but for something other than cussing? For a joke?
For an awesome joke?
Yeah, probably
And it
not.
Was an awesome joke.
Yeah, and nobody will ever hear it.
Nope.
Well, we kind of did.
Well, way to go, Shane.
Way to go, Shoopy.
And Shoopy.
Good job.
Interesting exchange here from Danny and Grooves.
I have a question. What was beeped?
Was it the F word?
No.
As long as it's got a something hole in it.
Well, that was what was supposed to be beeped, was the word
hole. That's what I was thinking. That's why I couldn't understand what got beeped.
Wait, so we heard the whole thing?
We heard more than we were supposed to, probably, yeah.
And he dumped himself for that? You can say that.
Well, again...
Fences have knot holes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not bad.
I thought he said the F word or the S word.
No, he didn't say that. So those are your three candidates.
The S word, as long as it's got an asshole in it, that's weird.
No,
who would say that?
No, not right in front of the word hole. I figured
going
he said,
into it, that's what he
I figured
thought,
he might have gone, S, man, I'd do whatever,
okay. Yeah.
Or something like that.
All right, so those are your
got an asshole.
Three candidates, Corby,
I mean,
Fox
the letter
4.
S.
Right.
Or Grooves, 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
The big black cowboy computer. Am I on AM radio?
Yes.
I'd like to vote for George's supreme talk hole period.
Oh, okay. God. Get rid of that.
Okay.
Did we get rid of that?
I don't think we have to, do we?
He said taco.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a drop.
I thought he said something else, too.
Yeah, C word.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hello, International Chirp Chirp. I'd like to vote for 21 seconds of dead air during Muse in the News.
Well, that's not a candidate.
Did we have that today?
Wait. No, I don't think so. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Corby dips down and chokes on Arturo's
cocktail sauce.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, bro, that bowl of dip is so huge. Be careful not to artichoke on it.
Okay.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, shout out to Becky, and I vote for Corby's appetizer porn.
Thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm on the telephone. I have no idea what I'm supposed to say.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Is Corby the love child of Al Hrabowski and Buff Tanner?
Maybe.
He's the mad Hungarian, former reliever.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice born.
Idiot.
Interesting selection.
No, it wasn't. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, that'd be Hooter Brown.
No. Hi, you're on The Ticket. America's favorite radio station.
Hey, Jub.
Yep.
I got y'all a new sponsor called Gribbs. It's Finn's company. I'll also get a shout out to Raceway.
Okay. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on AM Radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, meters, I want to vote for young Michael Gruber. Just so you know, love you.
Get a life.
Thank you.
Die!
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote for DFWO to win the NSA Buddy Lee Award.
What?
Was that any of that English? What was that?
What a mumble talker. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Don't ask me to compromise. Steve Eager.
Okay. That was Emmett from his tequila commercial.
Ask me to compromise. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hi there. Are y'all still taking votes for the e-break?
Yes,
you
we are.
Bet.
Okay, I would like to vote for Groups, please.
Whore.
Thank you.
Don't call him that.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Good morning. I'm calling from Greenbow, Alabama, where my mommy used to tell me why I run around the town all the time. She used to call me an artichoke dipstick.
Thank you, sir. And we have a winner, Corby Davidson.
We have a winner.
With this unfortunate moment while talking about the artichoke dip at Texas Landing Cattle.
The real deal is back in action at Texas Landing Cattle. And for said $25, you and I can go there. We can get a wonderful appetizer. There's so many to choose from. Spinach artichoke dip.
Take two in 3, 2, 1. Texas Lad at Cattle.
How many wins is that for young Corby?
That is his 24th win. He is 23 ahead of the Violent P1.
Okay. Way to go, Corby.